Off the Ball. GAA.
Hurling traditions obviously will maybe smile at that. Kilkenny beat Kildare, but this is a different Kildare. This is a Kildare built on real confidence, real hurling, real belief.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Jared Doyle, Drogheda United assistant manager, of course. Now you're standing here for Kevin Doherty, who's suspended. Would it be fair to say the second half performance was much better, and what would you put that down to?
No, it was. It was a much improved second half comparison to the first half. Obviously, like I've said in one or two other days, we've had to play three games in the week in comparison to Dundalk, who play Shamrock Rovers on Friday and have had the full week. So when you're down to a threadbare squad, I mean, we've got five or six players who are injured. A couple of new players have come in there today. Leo Burney, who came in, scored the goal and done really well. But, you know, we were really disappointed with what happened on Monday and not to get a result in that game. So, you know, we've come in off the back of two games leading into it compared to their one. And, you know, they were the better side in the first half. Obviously, we've had to change a few things the second half. A little twitch and switch to our system with putting two players up front. Felt that we managed the game really better. We stopped the threats that Dundalk caused us in the first half with the high forwards going inside and wing backs getting around them. It did cause us a number of issues. Felt we dealt with it and the players really stood up to it. But the big difference was we got close to them in the second half. They felt the force of our team. We were close to challenges. We were winning first ball. We were close to second ball, and the two forwards caused them a lot of problems. Leo scores a great header. I think he could possibly score another one. When one goes in, it goes over the bar, and we're happy to take the point. You know, the disappointment of two defeats obviously before today's game now puts us in a position with a really positive second half that we can now go into the game against Waterford next week. They'll be disappointed. I think they got done with a late goal there tonight. So we'll have these here next week in the build into the break. And we want to go into this week now ahead with a real positive to get a result here next week in front of our fans, who were superb tonight, as they always are. But you always get a great atmosphere here for the Louth Derby.
You must have been, well, I should say his teammates must have been a little bit nervous missing Conor Keeley tonight, especially the lads at the back. How do you think they dealt with Keeley's absence?
Yeah, listen, they've done well. You know, Conor's been an ever-present for us now for a long time. He barely misses any minutes in any of our games. So to lose him from the team tonight, it's a big player. He's been a huge player for us, and the threat he has going the other way, as well as how good a defender is, you're always going to miss a player like that. So, you know, you've got to give huge credit Andy Quinn, who's got glued up there last week in Waterford, and again he gets opened up again there tonight. And Leo Burney, who's come in after two substitute appearances, he done really well. I think when we put Ed in with three centre backs in the second half, I thought the three of them were very good. They won most first contact, they covered each other very well, and you know, they really limited Dundalk to very few chances in the second half.
Yeah, when you changed a few weeks ago to a back four, it seemed to work initially.
Yeah.
Do you think it's back to the back three now? From now on,
there are always a couple of things that we've worked on over the years. I think people probably forget, for our first two and a half, 3 seasons at the club, that was always the shape that we've played. It was a 4-3-3. You know, we're able to flip it to a 3-5-2. So the great thing now for us is with the squad of players that we've retained and what we have, our players tend to know what they're doing, whether they're playing a 4-3-3, a 3-5-2, whatever it might be. We have the players that know what's expected of them. In the first half, it wasn't good enough for us, and it wasn't really to do with the shape. It causes problems, like I said, a little with the shape, with the wingers coming in and the wing backs getting around them. And sometimes you do have to change it in a game. Tonight was the night where we had to make that change and flip our shape back to that, and it worked for us.
Will Warren Davies be back for the Waterford game, or is that a long time?
I don't know. We'll have to look at there. It's a little twinge there to the hamstring, so we'll have to see exactly how he is. It didn't seem to be the worst one, but again, we'll have to manage that, see how he is over the weekend, and come next week we'll have to look at that. But again, Warren's been great for us, but you've got to give a lot of credit. Kieran Cruz has come in right wing in the first half, and obviously right wing back in the second half, and he was brilliant for us there tonight, and he's been a great player for us over the last year and a half, 2 years to have here at the club. And that's the type of player that we need coming in when the job needs to be done. He comes in and does really well, and I think he got man of the match there tonight as well.
And how important is it to get a positive result before you go into the international break?
Yeah, it's huge.
Or the mid-season break, I should
say.
Yeah,
no, it is. It's huge. You look at that, and you know, the disappointment of Friday at Bowes, where there was a 2-1 win. We could have got something out, but we missed the 1v1 late in the game as well. We didn't get anything, but Bowes, fair play to him, got the 3 points. Monday was a different story. It was one that we threw away on Monday. We really did. We've come in there today, and it's the three games in the week, and you know, first half, not what we wanted, but second half, hugely positive. Puts us in a good frame of mind now going into the game next week. And we're ready for Waterford next week, and we know it's going to be a huge game here again. So hopefully we'll have all them fans behind us yet again, and it puts us in a great position then come the break.
Thank you, Darragh. Well done.
No problem. Thank you.
Well, Leo, I suppose getting the goal tonight, your first goal for the club, what did it mean to you?
No, I mean, it meant so much, especially in a rivalry game like that, like biggest rivalry in the country. So, I mean, it was just an amazing feeling to score that goal. And unfortunately, I felt like I could have gotten another one about 10 minutes later. But, you know, I'm happy with that one goal. And yeah, it was just, yeah, best feeling in the world.
Well, your manager tonight is Darragh Doyle. Did he say anything about the second chance?
Yeah, I mean, some of the guys were giving me a little bit of you know, tough love about it, like, why didn't you score two? But it just feels great to be able to get a point out of that, especially like I feel like we kind of struggled in the first half, but definitely responded very well against a good team. So
You obviously were missing your vice captain Connor Keighley tonight for the game. He normally starts. How did that kind of change your approach to the game? Was there a bit of nerves, I suppose, with Connor not being in the team starting tonight?
Yeah, I mean, Connor's an amazing player, and we definitely want to have him out there. But no, like, I feel like we were pretty confident going into the game. Our captain Ryan Brennan definitely got us going today, and I feel like we were, you know, not great in the first half, like maybe a little bit of nerves for the big occasion, but second half we, like I said, responded great, and it's a great point to get. Yeah,
absolutely, because in the second half certainly seemed to be a lot more intensity about the Drogheda United performance, and despite the fact that Dundalk did have some decent attacks in that second half, he seemed a little bit more kind of comfortable at the back.
Yeah, I mean, we switched formations to a three back instead of a four, and I feel like that definitely solidified us a little bit more. There was a little bit more cover, and we were communicating a lot more as well in the second half. So, yeah, I think it just goes to show, like, we're adaptable, and we were able to get the job done.
Can you just maybe explain to me, how did Kevin Doherty or whoever it was that instigated the move to get you over from the United States, how did they convince you to come and play in the League of Ireland?
I didn't know I'd be playing in the League of Ireland until kind of late on in the off season, but when the opportunity came about, I think, you know, the American owners, there was a connection with my agent, and when I realized I could go play in Europe, like, it was a very easy decision for me. And then I started to learn more about the club and how, you know, how cool it is here, how passionate the fans are, and, you know, it's a dream to play in Europe. So I'm definitely happy that it worked out. Yeah.
On the pitch, what are the big differences you would note from when you were playing in the US?
Mm-hmm. I'd say, I mean, this league's very physical. It's a lot about winning your duels and competing and winning second balls. And I feel like I'm the type of player that can thrive in those kind of situations. So that also was one of the factors that I was like, maybe I should try to play in this league. Yeah.
Because you are, I suppose, a new player coming over from the United States, is there a, you know, maybe opposition players trying to give you a little bit of needle, maybe a bit of sledging going on as well?
I do remember there was one game where I said, ref, that was out of bounds, and one of the players turned to me and said, out of bounds, what is this, baseball? I was like, oh, sorry. So yeah, I think there might be a little bit of that, but no, I think it's been an easy transition so far. Yeah,
and you told me off, Mike, you're coming from Seattle.
Yeah.
It must be a huge culture shock coming to Drogheda. What have you found it like settling in here and mixing with the locals, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, weather's about the same, so that made it a little bit easier. no, but it's really been so easy to transition here. I love being a part of this team. They're a great group of guys. The coaching staff, I feel like, is very open, and you can talk to them, which is great. And yeah, it's been an amazing experience so far. So, you know, yeah, I feel like it couldn't have gotten any better, you know, coming here. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And most importantly then, you know, you're kind of looking after the back three there tonight in the second half. You're rising up, scoring headed goals. Are you the new Connor Keighley?
I would not say I'm the new Connor Keighley. I mean, he's got about 4 inches on me as well. So, but no, like, there's so many good players on this team. And what also I feel like special about this team is we all support each other. I feel like all the center backs get along very well as well. So, you know, I think we're just all happy for each other when guys do well. So, it's great.
Yeah. I am joking. Oh, Connor's a great guy, so just slagging him off a bit.
Yeah.
Just lastly, Waterford is your next game. Mm-hmm. You only play them on Monday.
Yeah.
And obviously there's a huge sense of injustice coming out of that game because of the penalty. What's it going to be like going on? Is there kind of a sense of trying to get revenge for that result on Monday?
Yeah, I mean, I won't go too much into the call. I think, you know, we've all seen it by now, and we definitely feel like we played well down in Waterford and definitely should have gotten a result. So I think there's definitely a sense, like, before the break next week, you know, there'll be a break after the game. So we definitely want to get 3 points next week, and I feel like we have the quality here with the fans behind us. Like, should be 3 points, yeah.
Listen, Leo, welcome to the League of Ireland, and thanks very much
for speaking
to us.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Cheers. Really appreciate it, Leo. Well
Thank
done,
you.
Your first goal.
Yeah.
Well done. Dundalk manager, Kieran Kilduff. I thought it was a really good first half performance by your team, really intense. You were pressing really well. Do you feel maybe that kind of the players couldn't get up to that pitch in the second half, and how much of that was down to losing your captain, Daryl Horgan?
Yeah, look, I suppose we've shown that earlier this season as well. You know what I mean? Daryl came off half-time against Bowes and we didn't really go to the second half, and that can't be an excuse. We need to have... you know, we need to be better. Do you know what I mean? We need to have more quality on the ball. We have to be more intensity in our pressing. And as you said, first half it was good. It was as expected, the game. Weathered a few long balls and a few, you know, moments. And they're a good team. They're well able to play. And yeah, I thought first half we were very happy. But second half we didn't perform anywhere near our level. And I don't think we can honestly say we deserve to win the game on the back of the second half.
Before the game, I was kind of thinking, what way will this go? Because you've got two teams who like to soak up pressure and then hit teams on the break. So how are you looking at going into this? Because I did feel that you didn't give Drogheda United any space to try and get those counter-attacks or those long balls into Alua.
We kind of went with a 3-4-3 tonight, which kind of kept us a little bit more defensively secure with the three centre halves, and it was working. It was grand. Obviously they adapt at half time. I suppose we have a force change at half time, but you still want more of the same. And I thought in the second half, even forgetting the press, and I thought the quality wasn't really at the level either. When we were in possession, we got into those areas. I struggled to think of a really good shot on target or anything really from us in the second half. And I suppose the most frustrating thing as well, to concede from a corner. We obviously know their threats, and even missing their biggest threat in Keighley probably as well at times tonight, for them to still concede from a corner is very disappointing.
Yeah, were you kind of, when you saw Keighley missing on the team sheet, was that something that kind of raised your eyebrow?
Not really. Of course, when you're going through what they have and you're organising your defenders, we were anticipating him to play, to be honest. Obviously he didn't make it, but either way you can see the huge threats there. Just he's not just the only one, and they've scored a lot of goals, which is very disappointing tonight from us, because it was an area we really did focus on in terms of hopefully stifling them a bit, but wasn't to be.
How important is it to go into the mid-season break now, another big game on Friday night, with a positive result?
Yeah, look, we've, you know, we were delighted last week with Shamrock Rovers. We picked up a point in the road tonight. It feels like a defeat because you were leading and we were so good in that first half, and probably so far off in the second half. That's what leaves the frustration. But yeah, look, we're exactly at the halfway point now. We're quite happy with our, I suppose, performance to date, but you can see that there's areas of improvement that we need. So it'd be a nice way to finish before that break if we could, you know, we'll be doing everything right to get ready for Derry.
Just quick one, Daryl Horgan, what is the situation with him?
Shoulder. Early in the game he seemed to really hurt himself. We have to get him a scan on it now. It obviously was quite severe because he's not the type that would ever need to come off if it was anything manageable, but we had to make the call for his own sake too. So no, look, we'll have to get that assessed as quick as we can.
Listen, well done on the point. Thank you, Kieran.
Thanks. Safe home.
Hey, Dervin, you had to take the captain's armband in the second half, obviously losing your skipper, Daryl Horgan. How much of a blow was that at halftime?
Yeah, he's a huge player for us. I think you can see it every week. Everybody that watches him, you can see how important he is to us. But he went off against Bowes, and we proceeded pretty early in the second half as well. And we can't lose Horgs and then capitulate. So, look, Horgs knows how big of a player he is for us, and everybody knows how big of a player he is for us. But we need to react better when he does go off.
Yeah, I thought Dundalk got off to a brilliant start tonight. Like, you could see there was real intensity. You were pressing really high. You were getting two or three lads around the man with the ball. Like, you must have been really delighted with the start.
Yeah, look, I think the one thing that we'll always do is we will press like that and we'll work hard. And that's, the manager's instilled it into us. But I've still felt we were sloppy at times as well. But look, we went in 1-0 up. No matter how you go in 1-0 up, that's a positive. And then the second half is obviously, it's a game of two halves, really.
What's it like playing with a Ruby?
He's unbelievable. He's unbelievable. Look, he's unbelievable. Came in at the start of last year, and he's a complete different man to who he is now, and that's a credit to him.
Yeah, because it's not just his, obviously he's got goal scoring ability, but it's also it's the way he passes the ball. He's got a great touch.
Yeah, he's a beast. Look, he doesn't score every game, but even when he doesn't score, he's still unbelievable. He's such an outlet for us as well. He gets us up the pitch and he's unbelievable.
I'd say the manager was probably disappointed in the manner that she conceded the equaliser. It was almost like a free header inside the box, and Burnley almost had a second in a similar situation.
Yeah, look, when you work so hard to get in front and you concede from a set piece, that's what this league is, set pieces, and you're the best team in the league getting their head in set pieces, so it's frustrating and we need to learn from it. We need to go again, and look, we won't drop our heads now because we've Derry next week.
Yeah, Derry next week. It's another big, big game, but I'm sure it'll be one you'll be kind of feeling you can get a positive result before the mid-season
of course,
break.
Especially in Oriel. Look, we don't fear anybody coming to Oriel. We play the same way every week. We're aggressive and we're hard-working. So, look, we get back in training and we have a good crack off them next week.
Interested to get your thoughts on Keith Buckley coming in the close season. He's obviously very experienced midfielder. You know, he's kind of in his early to mid-30s. What's it like having a player like his experience?
He's brilliant. He always wants to talk to you and he always wants to help you. He's brilliant. Just little nicks, little nuggets of information you get off him. And constantly we're just talking and just learning off him because he's played at the highest level. The amount of games he's played, he's been brilliant. Around the group as well. I can't speak highly enough of him.
And just with yourself, Alex, I can remember I had you kind of earmarked and you were playing for Longford Town. Really impressed that season you came, I think it was 2020.
Yeah.
And you've obviously had a really interesting career. You've played for a couple of different clubs. How do you think you've come on since those days when you're playing in Longford Town?
Yeah, I think when I left Longford the problem was settling in somewhere, and even when we got relegated, when I came up here I just felt, I remember saying to my mother, saying I'm not moving again. That was the one thing. Even when we got relegated, and you live up in Dundalk, or if you're up in Dundalk, the place is mad. It's unbelievable. Like, it's a bit like Longford. It's mad and it sucks you in, and football mad. So, look, I love it here. Manager's been brilliant. Staff have been brilliant. So, I think before I came here, I felt like I was upstart. I was moving, settling in, moving again. And I think you could see it when I was playing as well. I wasn't comfortable anywhere. But thank God I came here. Even when we got relegated, we came straight back up. So, I think I made the right decision.
Yeah, and it's, I suppose, a real mark of, you know, what the manager thinks of you to give you the armband as well when Daryl Horgan goes off.
Yeah, even I met him last year and just spoke, and I remember going out of that meeting thinking if he's as good as the plans he's had, it'd be unbelievable. And then he gave me vice captaincy as well, so it shows the trust that he had in me. And you go onto the pitch and the one thing you don't want to do is let him down. I think you could see that with all of us. There's even Benny. There's a real relationship with all of us with him. So we owe him a lot, and we just have to go again and get him a win next week.
And look, the primary goal for Dundalk, of course, is to stay up this season. Of course, you know, you've taken on all the big teams. You've shown everybody what you're about. Like, is there even an inkling that maybe you could qualify for Europe if you can keep this standard up for the rest of the season?
It's the halfway point tonight. It's been a great start, but it's only been a start. I think you look at the league. After the summer is where it really starts to shape up the table, so we'll just take it game by game, and I know it's probably the most boring answer ever, but take it game by game and see where it takes us. But it's been a great start, but we need to keep going.
It's a captain's answer, right? Well done. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Stefan.
Cheers, you too.
Off the ball. GAA.
Hurling traditions obviously will maybe smile at that. Kilkenny beat Kildare, but this is a different Kildare. This is a Kildare built on real confidence, real hurling, real belief.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.